Man, these scammers are getting more and more clever and cunning with each and every day. So this is setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, this could be that specifically. So if you can manage to make it through the day without falling for a bank scam and then stripping for them on FaceTime, then you're doing okay.
Why are we stripping for someone on FaceTime?
Yeah, this is so bizarre. All right, out of Ohio, these scammers convinced this woman that they were customer service for her bank. And there had been fraudulent activity. She's going to need to transfer $6,000 to another account. Literally followed, like had her on the phone while she withdrew money, took it to another bank deposited into to another account.
Oh my God.
And this was all over the phone. And then they said that they needed to verify her identity and do a full body scan. And had her stripped down on FaceTime.
Her spidey senses weren't tingling about the fact that your bank doesn't know what you look like naked.
And then when she did, that's when she realized it was a scam because they started laughing. And
how old is she? It was too, I
don't know. They don't say the age. They don't say the age. But here is the, here is the director of the Department of Consumer Affairs kind of talking about this.
Even if you get a text, phone call, it doesn't matter. Just hang up the phone.
Yes.
And think about how you could independently verify what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we're panicked, we're not able to focus on that part of our brain that gives us real information or helps us think rationally. It's almost like money laundering in a weird way, but it's like they want you to take your cash from the bank, and then they want you to put it in this, and then they want you to transfer it to that, or take cash and put it into a crypto, ATM. It gets real convoluted.
Yeah, so she's saying basically they talk fast, they confuse you with a bunch of different things, and all of a sudden you're down $6,000. And unfortunately, there's nothing the bank can do.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, they were like, hey, that you withdrew it.
Oh, boy.
And you,
oh, boy.
Like, you withdrew it, and you took it and deposited it. Like,
okay, so best practice. If you get a call like this, and there's any doubt there is any issue with your bank account, you go to your local branch.
Yeah, hang up.
Go to the go to the local branch, say, hey, I got this call, just want to make sure everything was okay with the account, that kind of stuff.
I mean, they wanted to do a full body scan, and so I started to take my clothes off.
Hey, do you guys do full body scans for identification purposes?
I mean, that is absolutely bizarre.
Like the fact that this woman actually disrobed and nothing made her think before taking off her clothes, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, bank doesn't know what I look like naked. So why would they need to see that now? They don't already have a blueprint of my naked body to judge against to make sure I am who I say I am.
Wouldn't that be a funny process here in the future?
Oh, no, I'm out.
Hi, I need to open up a savings account.
Okay,
take off your clothes.
That's the point where I go off the grid. That's where I start stashing my money under a mattress.
Yeah.
I go live in the woods. I'm out.
All right. So again, setting the bar. We say this because it can happen quick, and you don't think it can happen to you.
I'm stunned that she actually took her clothes off. I'm stunned.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without falling for a bank scam and then stripping,
she had to have been 80.
Then you're doing okay.
85. Bless her heart.
That is your setting the bar story.
Oh my God.